Mecca was just hit with an enormous storm. The clock to that city right outside of that most holy spot for Muslims was struck by lightning. This comes just a few months after a massive locust infestation that took place there. Through this video, I'll play clips of that massive storm that hit, and I'll explain why this could be a sign of God's judgment on Mecca. For reference, Mecca is located in Saudi Arabia, inland from the Red Sea coast. It's the most holy city for Muslims. It's where the founder of Islam, Muhammad, was born, and it's towards this religious center that Muslims turn and pray 5 times a day in their daily prayers. All devout and able Muslims attempt at least once in their life to make a pilgrimage to Mecca, and because it is sacred to Muslims, they only allow Muslims in that city. But it seems as if this city keeps getting hit with massive storms and locust infestations. Makes you wonder why that would happen. Well, 2 reasons why I think that that could be a sign of God's judgment on Mecca is because 1, their blatant rejection of Jesus as the Son of God, and 2, their clear plagiarism of biblical manuscripts. Now I'm going to read a few verses from the Quran, and let me know if you think this sounds like this is truly from God. I mean, of course, we as Christians don't believe that, but you can just hear how these verses are really more just in opposition of the more prominent religion in the region, Christianity, and say, "Praise to Allah who has not taken a son and has had no partner in his dominion and has no need of a protector out of weakness, and glorify him with great glorification. It is not befitting for Allah to take a son, exalted is he, when he decrees an affair, he only says to it, be, and it is. And it is not appropriate for the most merciful that he should take a son. The Jews say Ezra is the son of Allah, and the Christians say the Messiah is the son of Allah. That is their statement from their mouths. They imitate the saying of those who disbelieved before them. May Allah destroy them, how they are deluded." To me, that sounds more like someone who created a religion in a region of the world where there's already a religion, where God has a son, Christianity, in the Middle East, the biblical manuscripts hundreds and thousands of years before the Quran. So Muhammad just over and over, God doesn't have a son, God doesn't have a son, because that fact was already prominent in the region. We also see that Islam and the Quran plagiarized the Bible in multiple different ways. Some prominent people in the Quran that were first in the biblical manuscripts are Abraham, Moses, Noah, John, Zechariah, Archangel Gabriel, and Jesus, just to name a few. Or how about a few of these prophecies in the Quran that were again written hundreds and thousands of years before that in the Bible? The Euphrates River would dry up, Muslims would conquest against Jerusalem, a peace agreement would be made between Muslims and non-Muslims, and 2 large groups of people, Gog and Magog, would fight in an end times war. The Quran even went on to just pretty much straight up copy passages from the Bible. There's multiple, but I will just list a few. Quran 63:64, "Then tell me about the seed that you sow in the ground. Is it you that make it grow, or are we the grower?" 1 Corinthians 3:7, "So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow." Quran 2:224, "Do not use God's name in your oaths as an excuse to prevent you from dealing justly." Exodus 20:7, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." There's also passages about honoring your father and mother, about what the Quran says about angels. Quran 3:39 even copies Luke 1:11-13 about Zechariah and John the Baptist. We know many times in the Bible that God uses locusts as a sign of judgment. He did in Egypt, as well as multiple other places. And the Quran actually does this as well. Quran 7:133, "So we let loose upon them the flood and the locusts and the lice and the frogs and the blood, all explicit signs, but they were too arrogant, they were sinful people." A clear copy of the Exodus narrative. Muhammad definitely wouldn't have copied that concept from the Bible if he had known how many times that Mecca actually gets infested with locusts. 2019, Mecca's Grand Mosque, the world's holiest Muslim site, is under attack by locusts. Here we can see these different pictures and absolute swarms of locusts infesting the site there at Mecca. Again, just a few months ago, Mecca hit by plague of locusts during Ramadan rainfall. Looks very similar to the 2019. Here again, hit with terrible storms. and then infested again with locusts. And we know bad storms and hail, these were signs of judgment God used in the Old Testament. These are things we're told will happen in certain circumstances in the end times in Revelation. And it's something we're seeing here again, why it's strange that the Muslims, they don't see that their most holiest site continually gets hit with massive storms and with locust infestations and lightning striking their buildings. These videos are just from 1 week ago of this storm that took place there at Mecca. My hope and prayer is that Muslims would take a look and think, why does our most holiest site continually get hit with terrible storms and locust infestations? You'd think that Allah would protect that site from that, but it's getting constantly hit with them. My prayer is they will see this could be God pointing them to see, look, you're believing a plagiarized version of the truth. Take a step back, look at the script, the biblical manuscripts, the prophecies, the original writings in the Bible, and you can see that is the absolute truth. The Quran has been taken from that. Study the biblical books and you can see this is the true history from the true God. We're even seeing a mass wave of supernatural things happen in the Middle East. Muslims are having visions of Jesus in white in their dreams. We're seeing this on a mass scale in the Middle East. I'll link some articles to this in my sources section on my Discord if you're interested, but this is just happening time and time again. Muslims in distress, bad things happening, they don't know what to do. Hard times there in the Middle East, and then these people are just having visions of Jesus in white in their dreams, and they get saved and turn their life to the truth of Jesus Christ. And since, again, clearly the Quran is plagiarized from the first biblical manuscripts in the same region of the world, hundreds and thousands of years before the Quran was written, they reference Jesus in the Quran multiple times, but they always just say that he's not the Son of God, but that he's a great prophet, and that's how they view him. And it makes me think of this verse in Matthew 24:5, "For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many." These Muslims always say, we love Jesus, he's a prophet, he's so great, peace be upon him. But they don't believe the absolute truth that he's the Son of God. And the Bible even says, if you don't believe he's the Son of God, you're an antichrist. You're not welcomed into heaven. You have to believe Jesus is one with God, the Son of God. He's the only way to get to heaven. That's the biblical truth written hundreds and thousands of years before the Quran. Any Muslim who truly studied the New Testament and the Old Testament with an open heart would absolutely see that to be the truth as well. 1 John 2:22 through 23, "Who is the liar if it is not the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father, but who confesses the Son has the Father as well." It's truly that important of a fact. Jesus is the Son of God. The prophecies from the Bible that have come true prove it. The copying, the only prophecies in the Quran that have come true or look like they are the ones that were plagiarized from the Bible. This is how we know the Bible is true, the only religion in the world that's true, because it's the only religion in the earth with proven prophecy. And accepting Jesus as the Son of God is absolutely critical to be accepted by God into eternity with him. Just like the building on the Dome of the Rock at this one of the most holy sites for Muslims says on the building, God has no son. It's that important of a fact. Jesus is the Son of God. You must accept him. That is how you get into heaven. Search out this truth. I pray you will. It's an absolute fact. God will reveal to you through prayer and reading his word if you do it wholeheartedly. And that is my prayer that you will, because it will bring you fulfillment in this life. And that's the only way to eternal life with him. You won't regret it. There's nothing to lose. It'll feel the most fulfilling thing you could ever have is a relationship with Jesus here on earth, and then eternal life with him. So I pray you all are well. Please do this if you don't know Jesus, and do it more if you know him, and just grow in your relationship with him. Thanks for watching, and God bless.